Introduction. When I first came across near-death experiences, or NDEs, I was an agnostic. I did not believe in Jesus, and I thought God probably didn't exist. There was just no evidence. That's when I saw the book that coined the term near-death experience on my father's bedside table. He was dying of cancer, and a friend had given him the first book researching when people clinically die, with no heartbeat or brainwaves in many cases, and yet they are resuscitated. They come back declaring they were more alive than they've ever felt, in a place more real than Earth, and often in the presence of a God of light and love whom they never wanted to leave. Many also claim to meet Jesus on the other side. I read the book in one night, and it opened my closed, skeptical mind. Because so many in the book talked of God and Jesus, I started to study the Bible. And I eventually came to faith in Christ. Over the past 35 plus years, I've studied close to 1,500 near-death experiences, and I went from a career in engineering into ministry, also becoming an intense student of the Bible. In 2015, I wrote the New York Times bestseller, Imagine Heaven, showing how over 40 commonalities that people describe during a near-death experience correlate with what God has revealed in Scripture about the exhilarating life to come. In 2023, I wrote Imagine the God of Heaven, because these people would consistently tell me, nothing could compare to being in the presence of God. The book you hold in your hands is a devotional written by my wife, Kathy, and me based on Imagine the God of Heaven. Kathy's been a partner with me in all the books I've written, and she has a spiritual gift of encouragement that will inspire you and build you up. We wrote this devotional to help you meditate daily on the heart and character of God, so that you draw closer to God with all your heart. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4 tells us, "Set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth, for you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory." That's the aim of this devotional, to help you imagine God as he truly is. We hope these daily reflections help you better imagine God's splendid glory, unconditional love, overwhelming kindness, never-ending patience, extravagant joy, and so many more amazing qualities. We pray you'll realize God is the love I've always wanted, and you will see just how crazy in love God is with you, his unique child, so that you long to trust and follow him daily because he loves you more than you can imagine and desires the very best for you. Each devotional reflection focuses on a different aspect of God's heart and character. There's a scripture verse to anchor the reading and meditate on, as well as short testimonies by people from across the globe who encountered the God of the Bible during their near-death experiences. These testimonies are not meant to replace scripture, but to add color to what the Word of God already tells us about God's heart and attributes. You'll also find an encouraging pastoral reflection to inspire you, along with a suggested prayer, all to help you grow in your relationship with God as you better understand each aspect of his character. We believe this devotional will help you imagine God more accurately, not because God is imaginary, but because God remains unseen for now. Imagination is God's gift to help us set our minds on what is unseen. We all put God in a box to some extent. We do that because we are finite and God is infinite. We are time-bound, God is eternal. So our prayer is that this devotional expands your mind and deepens your heart as it helps you see with faith what Scripture says about our mysterious, wonderful, extremely loving, and personal God. We hope and pray the words of Scripture come to life as they're illustrated through the eyes of those who experienced what each quality of God felt like in his presence. And we pray our commentary and reflection will inspire you to apply these truths to your life today. We do not advocate blindly believing what everyone who has had a near-death experience says. In Imagine the God of Heaven, I show the difference between what people report experiencing and how they may interpret what they experience. I've made a strong case in Imagine the God of Heaven that the experiences most commonly reported